3. Felicity was sitting at her table on her deck, fantasizing about absconding to Wyoming, when a client in Boston phoned to reschedule a conference call. "I might have to go to Wyoming," she said. But there were phones in Wyoming, and she set a date for the next week. After she hung up, she opened her laptop and saved the updated files on the entrepreneurial boot camp. Organizing Gabe's party, even on short notice, would be simple enough. She already had a venue, a caterer, and a confirmed guest list. She doubted he'd care what she came up with. He was a master delegator, and he delegated her to handle his party. She could have kangaroos in pink tutus there, and he'd trust they were appropriate because she was the professional he'd hired to do the job. She regretted her comment about Wyoming in her email to Gabe, but not much. It had felt good to say it out loud to her Boston client and act as if she was serious about clearing out of Knightsbridge while he was there. "Maybe I am serious," she said. She looked up flights, hotels, camps, and itineraries. She wanted to see Jackson Hole, the Grand Tetons, Yellowstone. She'd wanted to see them forever. Why not go now? Because she'd never imagined going to Wyoming without Gabe. She shook off that uncomfortable thought. She wished he'd cancel his appearance at the entrepreneurial boot camp, but she knew he wouldn't. This was Gabriel Flanagan. He would keep his commitment. She'd manage. She knew she would, even as she checked out the sights in Jackson Hole. She'd been mad at him after his blunt lecture about her situation, but that anger was behind her. He had no role in her life. He wasn't a positive or a negative. His visit to Knightsbridge for the boot camp and hiring her to handle the party weren't anything out of the ordinary. Last-minute adjustments were part of her job as an event planner. She flipped through the photo gallery for a quality Jackson Hole hotel. "I can afford a suite," she said. "Well, two nights in a suite." The sun hit her laptop screen, and she gave up on absconding for the moment and went inside. The house had one main living area, where she often worked despite having taken over one of the three bedrooms for an office. She sat in her living room and switched to working on a fine.